When I turned 35, I started noticing a change in my body.
Daddy, you always miss my baseball games.
Life was supposed to be filled with happy moments with my children, instead of on the toilet.
Co-worker Jack, are you doing okay in there? You've been in the bathroom for 2 hours.
I was beginning to lose all hope, until I discovered Alchemist-approved Metal Potion.
Here, Jack, have some Metal Potion. It's the only potion that keeps you from dying both in combat and on the porcelain throne.
Wow, it's like my IBS is gone. I've heard of having an iron stomach, but this is ridiculous.
Alchemist-approved Metal Potion. Because nothing says strength like unyielding guts and an unbreakable body. Side effects may include spontaneous magnetism, rusty tears, permanent clanking, unsolicited blacksmith consultations, and a newfound love for heavy metal music. Contact a doctor immediately if your shine lasts longer than 1d4 hours.
Metal Potion. Be strong. Be bold. Be indestructible.
Last time on Roleplay Rookies, we navigated a corrupted forest, snuck past a bear, and stumbled upon a tower covered in corrupted vines. We went to the top of the tower only to discover what I can assume to be a hot goth priestess. No, just kidding, she was an ugly hag. Brock subsequently hit her so hard that she lost control of her bowels before a bear-mounted Jackson could make an attack. Brock later finished her off and saved Toby from bleeding out from his own sword.
Honestly, the fact that you made it almost through in one take is a miracle.
Well, I had to change the vowels bit. He almost lost his mind. Jordan almost actually.
I figure Danny can take that and just like cut out the part I messed up on and like.
You did great.
What part?
This is perfect.
Keep it all.
No, I'm gonna have stumbled through it. You have to
keep it all.
I was gonna say, yeah, that episode was fun. A lot of good, like really good one-liners. I'm sorry she was ugly. My bad.
Yeah. It's okay, Danny. It's just theater of the mind doesn't always translate well.
Everyone had in mind this beautiful, like,
I was thinking, like, the Resident Evil super hot, tall goth lady.
Lady Demetrescu.
Yeah, I was like, that's who we're fighting. And then Danny's like, it's a hag. And then it went to like, Baldur's Gate with, like, the witch.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, dang it.
Wait, can we talk about how fast Josh jumped in?
Yeah.
There was no hesitation.
I noticed that, too.
Did you two talk before this?
Josh's like, oh, yeah, I'm familiar.
Listen.
I know about Lady Demetrescu. Clearly,
he's a man of culture.
Exactly.
Okay. Lady who?
I'm backing off.
Demetrescu.
You don't know who that is? It's the big lady from Resident Evil.
She was Dominatrix?
Like, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
She was the big lady. Like, she's like 7'6".
Oh.
The vampire one?
Yeah.
All I know is that Markiplier has a life-size pillow of her.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is she
like her life-size? Like,
yeah, her like 7 or 8 feet tall life-size pillow.
I know what I'm getting Josh for his birthday.
Pillow is not that unheard of. There's a lot of big pillows. I mean,
but in the shape of a hot woman? Actually, that probably exists.
Probably a lot of those. Probably
yeah, there's also go to a waifu website. I'm sure it's on there.
Anyways, welcome to Roleplay Rookies.
If you're going to get me a waifu pillow, please don't make it Lady Demetrescu.
I really thought you were going to encourage that.
Too late, I've ordered it already.
All right. I guess let's do this. Okay, Brock, after you manage to seal off the blood of Toby's shoulders, you do notice that the corruption is still there. You do manage to seal the wound, but Toby is still corrupt. And Toby, you're not awake. You're still sweating. You're still feeling the pain. It's almost like you have this crazy fever.
I knew I should have sucked it out.
Hey, there's still time.
Gavin.
Let me make a little incision real quick.
Gavin's going, wait. How about instead we take him back to the dandelion?
Oh. Hmm. My next opinion was to pee on it, but that one sounds a lot better.
I'm unconscious.
That's for jellyfish sticks.
Okay.
Well, this was like this black goo. So how far from a jellyfish could it actually be?
Brock, I guess peeing on it couldn't hurt. You can pee on it first, and then we can take him to
the... Yeah, Joe, how are you going to pee on it?
Roll unconscious, Toby's like, no!
Make him roll a ranged attack.
Yeah, roll an ranged attack. What's he doing? Going for distance?
I'm right rolls, there. I can literally just pee
on pants. No, roll a dexterity 7 throw to see how accurate it is.
Do I roll anything?
No, you're conscious.
You're unconscious. You can't afford it.
This is happening. I didn't.
That would be a 19.
Wow. I want to. Yeah. Right in the
well,
wound.
Nate, if he rolled bad, I was going to say he misses. But he you beat on it and nothing happens because it's a magic.
You're not
thing.
Even going to give him some HP for that?
You know what?
I am paladin. A paladin.
He's a paladin. He has holy piss.
It's holy water.
It's holy water.
I blessed it as it was coming out.
We're gonna offend someone. We gotta move on.
I don't want to make an egg that like Brock's pee can heal someone because I think that's just a downhill from this podcast.
I'm like, quick, pee on me.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Never mind.
I retract my request for HP.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna do it. But nothing happens.
No, it's gonna be one of those like things at the end of princess movies where like the prince is about to die
never
and then.
Once.
And then the princess cries and the teardrop like heals
that's
it.
Not like Tangled.
It's gonna be like
at
the
all.
Same thing.
I'm pretty sure I've only seen that on the Viking series from the History
what
Channel.
What about
and that
Tangled?
Yeah, Tangled does it too.
She pisses on him. I've watched that movie. That does not happen.
We're talking about the teardrop, John.
But you peed on him.
I think we've clearly watched two very different Tangled movies.
Toby is dying.
we've downloaded the wrong version.
Unfortunately, I saw the other version.
Bear Gavin picks up Toby by the breath of his clothing with his teeth.
Yeah, like bears pick up the cubs.
Yeah, and I pick him up and I just start going.
Wait!
Bye.
Oh, you can't carry things yet, huh?
I'm a bear.
He's a bear. He can't fly. Can
I'm talking about when you fly.
I can't fly.
He's a bear. Do you know what a bear is?
Do you know what a druid is?
Yes, but here's the thing. There are...
Just switch from a bear to a bird.
Hey, I want to point something out. You've probably watched the Dungeons & Dragons movie. That lady has got to be a level 20 arc druid because yeah. That is an insane amount of wild shaping that she does in that movie. I can turn into one bear and then we'll see what happens.
Like... Right now, John can wild shape like once or twice.
Well, this will be his. He already did his second one.
She
huh?
in Honor Among Thieves, she wild shapes like 4 to 5 times back
it's
to back
insane,
to back.
Insane, and I want to do it so bad. But for now, I just carry him in my teeth. So
okay,
let's go.
That's fine.
Wait, I jump on top of him.
Okay,
on top of me.
Yes, I'm going to ride you.
How many things can I carry?
This bear is going
to
be over.
For the sake of the story, to move on, you can carry all of them.
I'm saving that for later. Bear can carry whole party. Got it.
Nice.
But one of them should be on your mouth.
And I have to be carrying one in my mouth.
Yeah. Two on your back, one in your mouth.
That's all really right. Going to limit my multi-attack. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so you guys go back to Ari?
Yes, quickly at bear speed.
Yeah, to Ari. I forgot his name's Ari.
I have an 80-foot dash as a bear. So.
Wow, quick bear.
Isn't that crazy? I have 40 feet speed generally.
We should be riding him everywhere.
I can climb 30 feet.
That's very useful.
Bears have a climb
speed? Why didn't we just climb the tower then?
Because I didn't get to the bear until after. I'll remember that for next time.
All right, so you guys managed to get there pretty quickly. However, because that does take a while, like you're not, the corruption does spread a little bit more on Toby. It's not crazy, but it is growing. Help. As you get there, I'm going to say a 12-year-old child says, "Oh, you guys did it."
Like a fairy child?
Yeah, this kid, he has like fairy clothing, and he's on his left side of his face, there's like flowers and vines growing.
We've never seen him before.
He goes, he never seen him before. Well, he goes, guys, okay.
Getting there, okay.
He goes, guys, I'm sorry, it's me, Ari. This is actually how I look like. The demi lion form is when I'm trying to cast really powerful spells.
Okay.
He's a furry.
I'm sorry, I'm unconscious.
He's a planty.
He goes, what's going on? You guys did it. Thank you so much. I can help you guys now.
I drop him and go.
Speak.
Whoa.
What my bear?
You guys went there, you find a hag that had a crazy spell in the spell. You guys managed to cancel the spell, and then she came back with a giant corruption thing, and she stabbed Toby. And after you guys managed to kill her, Toby, now he's corrupted, he's dying.
And we peed on it.
You guys peed on him? Is that right?
And he smells like pee for some reason?
Mm-hmm. You guys can laugh.
Everyone is so red-faced.
John's over there dying.
Well, it was to the point that I was silent laughing because it was so hard in my chest. Like, it wouldn't make sense.
In my head, I'm unconscious, so I shouldn't make any noise, but...
You can laugh, like...
because the bear laughs, he drops him. You hit the ground,
you just... Yeah. Anyway. He goes, okay. Well, I have an idea. But it's okay.
Please don't pee on me.
Shut up, you're unconscious. We need to.
He goes, Gavin, you say you can talk to grass, right? I need you to talk to grass and ask them to lend me a help.
Why is the grass the most commonly referenced NPC in this campaign?
It's great.
I love it. Okay, I'm gonna go back to Gavin.
Okay.
I'm gonna unbear. Hey grass. Can you help us out?
Of course.
Yeah, so my friend, I think he's dying. So this fairy child who sometimes is a lion asked me to ask you if you can make him not die.
Well, Gavin, I don't know anything about you, even though I know your name is Gavin. I don't know how...
Oh, this is Newgrass. I'm sorry. Hi, my name's Gavin.
Yeah, we are one, two, but in this realm.
Oh, sorry. Whoa, you guys know so many references to that happened when you weren't there.
And he goes, but you seem like a cool, cool guy. So, well, here we go. And the grass starts growing around Toby. And the corruption starts to eating off the grass. And start draining the grass energy and stop to eating Toby's life force. So the grass sacrificing itself keep you stable. Toby.
All of the grass?
Well, it's like the grass around his area. But as long as this happens, more grass around him will start dying.
Okay, so I need a lore or understanding here. Is every blade of grass a different entity?
We are grass, we are one.
They're one.
By killing that spot right there, you're not really like...
We dealt like 5 damage to the mighty grass.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a good way to see it. And Ari goes, okay, this will buy some time. Let me see if I can figure out what's wrong with him. And he starts doing his magic things. And he realizes very soon that Toby is in a coma.
Just realized?
Well, it's more like...
I've been unconscious for hours.
He was peed on. Oh, well. It's...
Sorry.
He can't wake up.
He's not awake.
I have deduced that he's unconscious.
He's like, I'm going to die.
The next thing he's going to find out is that I have hair.
Reveal your character.
And he goes, there's something hope to him. And I know... And I'm going to do the following... I want to send the 3 of you inside of Toby's mind and trying to rescue him, because there's something holding him on his mind. There's something grasping him, and Toby is fighting against it on his subconscious. And I need you guys to go down there and try to rescue him.
You just climb in his ear, or how do you...
Well...
Gavin actively tries to make his ear hole bigger, just as like...
No, here. And he ties, like, he grabs his rope and he ties his rope on all of you single guys' wrists and connect you guys to this big circle. And he goes, you guys are going to pass out, but be careful, because if whatever's inside Toby's mind gets a grasp of him and he manages to kill you guys, your guys' mind will be gone forever. So if you do die there, you're dead for good.
Okay, hear me out. We let Toby go.
You were always my least favorite.
You're unconscious. Shut up. Sorry, Nate. I'm trying to think of what Gavin would do. No, we can't leave him to die. I wouldn't leave you to die.
Fair point. Fair point.
Yeah, plus we already peed on him, so we kind of owe it to him.
But wouldn't we?
Okay, so Brock owes it to him.
Yeah,
I did no such thing.
All right, Brock, you go in. We'll stay here.
Yeah. Brock, you're up, man.
I'm down. Let's go.
Oh, okay. I can't untie the knots because that will take me time. Oh. So, bye! Coincide his mind.
It's like that that meme with The Rock and what's his name. He's just like, are you in or are you out? What are we doing? I no time to explain. Are you in or are you out? Then I'm out. I'm sorry, but you're already in.
I think this is the second time.
All right. Now, we cut. As you guys travel through the mine, you guys arrive and it's a rainy day. And you guys find yourself surrounding... You guys are in the distance, and you guys do see what appears to be a funeral. And Toby, can you tell us what's going on, what this looks like, what does this place look like for the rest of the party?
So it's an outdoor funeral, and there's not a lot of people. There's probably like 30 people all gathered together. And
not a lot.
A lot of these people...
Not a lot, just 30.
Just 30. I hope I have 30 people at my funeral. Yeah.
Keep going. I'll be there. I'll be there.
That makes one. Yeah.
Depending how this goes, I'll be there. We'll see. And it's like Danny described, it's raining, and there's like these 30 people. You notice that nobody really looks like alike, like they're not related. And then at the front there, you can see a casket, two caskets being lowered into the ground. And Toby is solemnly looking over these two caskets while he stands next to two small kids. Okay, like I said, not a lot of people. They don't look related. So, you could deduce that this is mostly friends. And at the front, there's Toby watching two caskets being lowered into the ground while he holds his hands around two young kids. And this is the funeral.
Okay.
Okay, at least Toby isn't one of the caskets. That's a good sign.
So did you say when it comes to they aren't family, the kids are not family, or you and the kids are not family?
The members in attendance don't look like they're related to anyone here. They all look like random people.
But the kids look
like
you?
The only people who look like... You know, we'll say this. There's also, like, some pictures
of the people. You had 30 friends show up to your funeral? That is a lot.
Friends and family, but not family, just friends.
I think he has a good point. Like, I think, like, what he's trying to say, like, everybody you know, like, think about, like, if somebody died, like, just because they're not connected to you, if it was, like, a family friend or, like, someone like, oh, Josh is so-and-so passed away, I'm going to go be there to support him. So in that point of view, it's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
We'll say this, that there's a couple of pictures of a man and a woman, and you can assume that they are the people who are being lowered in, and they don't look like anyone present except for Toby and these two kids.
And from your point of view, it looks like a memory. It looks like you guys are watching a memory, just so you guys are aware. Not from Toby's point of view, but like you guys are watching
like a
scene.
Can Gavin go up and try to touch like somebody there?
You try touch, but you cannot interact with anything. You're watching this.
It's like your hand goes through like mist.
Yeah.
We would know Toby. Does he have siblings?
You would have known that Toby had one older brother who he was really close to.
So that's not the two kids.
Gavin, yes. Oh. I'm sorry, we peed on you.
Toby's looking at casket and he doesn't react to it.
I go up for Toby and try to touch him.
You touch him?
I try to.
Your hand just go through him like a yo ghost.
Guys, I don't think this is really Toby.
It's not... And then, but Toby, I want you to tell me how you feel about this. Like, how's Toby feeling on this very sad day?
Toby is very distraught, but these two kids, probably the age of like 6 and 7 years old, they're absolutely crying, super, super sad. And he's trying to put on a brave face. And so if you look at his face, you can tell that he's holding back tears, but trying to be brave here. And he kneels down to these two kids, and he says, "Hey, don't, it's okay. Like, I know this is tough, but I'll be here, you know, we'll get through this. I've got you guys." And he like hugs them, as they continue bawling and people are looking on very somberly.
And how do the three of you react seeing this? Because you guys didn't know. You guys can kind of get an idea what's going on here. But
can I roll a perception for absolutely. Gavin to kind of know what the heck I'm going to do here?
Yeah.
Oh, Gavin rolled a one.
Oh, no.
Gavin goes, This is really sad. Can we leave?
How about the rest of you? That's perfect.
Perception. Wait, do you want us to roll perception?
It's up to you. You can tell me. I want to know how you guys are feeling about this.
I roll perception because I feel like to play Gavin better. That's how I know. Wow, you did worse than I did.
I did. Got him. I feel like that scene in Lord of the Rings, they're walking through the cavern. I mean, Gimli, and like there's the mist and the hands come up and it's like, and he's blowing the hands away. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
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 Do you?
We do.
Have you even watched that movie?
We're trying to translate.
Danny? No, no.
Are you trying to say that you're that Brock is blowing on the ghosts?
Yeah, well, the ghosts, like, yeah, the hands are coming up.
That confusion.
Like, trying to blow away the ghosts.
I'm trying to understand. It's like you were talking about something and it didn't connect to what we were doing. So that's what we're trying to get back to.
No, I imagine. Okay, this is what I imagine. We're in this, like, big misty place, and then there's, like, a vision of, like, these people.
Yes, that's exactly
who
what
are, like, it's, like, mist, right? And it's inside of his. And so there's, like, things going on. It sounds stupid, but have you guys seen Frozen 2?
Yes.
Yes.
When she goes too deep. And then, like, she, like, starts seeing, like, the apparitions of, like...
Yeah, yeah, it's like that.
It's like, that's
don't,
what I...
Don't meant. Sing it, though.
This
is
gonna sue us. Disney's mean about their
iPhone. Something like that, right? So there's stuff, like, around us. That's happening. That's, like, the main focus, but, like...
Okay. How about you, Jack? You didn't want to be here, so how you feel about seeing this?
I mean, I didn't want to be here, but Jack is also respectful enough at a funeral to, like, doff his hat, put his head down, like...
He's like, but I'm not, you know, a monster.
Jack has humanity.
Jack has a hat.
He does now. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of an audio-based podcast.
That
we can just come up with stuff like that.
I'm going to use that hat later.
Okay.
Well, as you guys are watching, what kind of hat it is. Probably got it from the elves.
I don't know.
As you guys are watching this, the memory starts to break. And the shadows, and you guys find yourself in this pitch black room. And from very far away, you do see Toby in the ground, sad. And Toby, the way you feel right now, it's like as you have lived that day over and over and over and over again, those feelings of sadness, of feelings of why should it be me, guilt, whatever feelings you felt that day, it just has amplified to 100. And you guys are in a very far distance. What do you guys do? You guys are... Toby's super far away from you guys.
I start running.
Yeah, start running towards him.
As you guys do, roll me a dex. Well, actually, do this. Roll me a perception check.
I got rolled a 19, actually. Which
19?
10.
Okay.
16.
Okay, if you roll above a 14, you pass.
Oh.
You can roll dexterity. You roll dexterity 7 throw. Normally, Jordan, you roll with disadvantage.
I got an 18.
Wow.
12.
Gavin's okay. Coming in clutch.
Yay for the good rolls.
19.
Holy crap. He got a 19 with disadvantage.
Advantage. That's crazy.
They were both 18s.
That's awesome. All right, Jack, tentacles grab you.
Okay, as I'm head down, not looking. Whoa.
Yeah, but the two of you managed to...
What are they doing?
They're just holding you. They're holding
by
you in
my
place.
Feet, by my arm.
All right, smart, but they're holding you through your entire body. It's surrounded by tentacles.
Question, inside of his mind, are we like in our armor and stuff like that still, or are we like in a loincloth?
You have everything you have.
We have everything that we have.
Those are synonymous for Gavin, by the way.
I was about to say, you show up to whatever you would show up to a funeral in, which means...
a loincloth.
Again, same thing for Gavin.
All right,
unfortunately, this is a Tuesday.
So you guys find Jack stuck by tentacles.
No, Jack!
And Toby is really far away from you guys.
Toby, no!
And then Toby, as now you can actually do some role-playing, Nate.
Whoa! Thanks for inviting me, guys.
You see a man. His skin is pale white, super white. He has black hair. He is wearing this super nice black robe with... He has diamond rings on his fingers. And he looks... He has an amazing posture. And he goes, Toby. Come on, Toby. I can help you.
Who are you?
Toby, I'm a god. I'm a god of sadness, of sorrow, of pain.
That feels right. That's where I'm at right now.
Yes. And as that god, I know how to take away that pain. I know how to make things better. Would you like me to make things better for you, Toby?
Sounds like a Sith Lord.
Mm-hmm. Can you Can you bring them back?
I can.
What would I have to do?
Well, you just have to make a deal with me. I need power. I need your help. If you give me your body, I'll make all those feelings go away, and I'll make sure that your brother and his wife come back to life. Your kids won't have to be raised by orphans anymore. I just have to take over. As that's happening, the two of you, Brock and Gavin, have a choice. You do see this man talking to Toby, but Jack is behind you by tentacle monsters. What do you guys want to do?
You go first. I have an idea, but you go first.
I'll hook an ice knife at that sucker.
That's what I was going to do.
An ice knife?
No, I was going to make a crystal spear. Oh. I was actually going to throw it at Toby.
Oh, my gosh. Wait.
He suffered enough.
Can we link arms and spin and throw at him?
I will say he's very far away from us, so a roll will make a disadvantage.
How far away?
I'll say D&D terms, he's like 200 feet away from you guys.
Holy crap. Is there a way that I could throw him and so he'd be closer?
Sure. I'll let that answer.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute.
So you stay behind.
So you'd be like soaring like an eagle.
Is really far away. Have you ever thrown something 200 feet? Have you ever thrown someone 200 feet? Have you thrown someone?
Well, I'll say this because we're doing like it's a mind thing. So distance, I'm just trying to say like throw something. You guys are already hard, but if you like,
it'll be hard to hit him.
If you want to get Toby's attention right now, because Toby's like,
oh, you know what? Yeah. Let me play this from Gavin's perspective. Gavin would actually just kind of yell out to Toby.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Toby. Hey, Toby, we want to get out of here. Will you please let us all out? Do I hear them?
You hear something, but this man goes, don't. It's okay. Just you and me. We need to make sure that we get through this together, Toby. I can help you.
So here's the thing. The world record for throwing a spear.
Throwing a person still, right? Oh, you're doing a person.
No, I mean, if I just did the spear, is 848.
The world
All I have record. To do is conquer a fraction of that power.
I will say this. My lore is that at this point, you guys are way above the average man. Like, your strength level, like just who you guys are.
Oh, I'm throwing that spear.
Oh, you're throwing that spear?
I'm throwing the spear.
Oh, I'm still going to give it this advantage.
I mean, he can throw it. I thought you were going
to
throw Gavin. Far.
No, I'm trying to throw a spear at Toby. Yeah, in his shoulder.
Yeah, you heard him.
To shock him awake. Him being like, oh, ow, that hurts. What's going on? We're like, you're not in reality, bro.
My black sword wound.
This is how Brock makes friends, from what I remember in the first episode.
I love how there's clearly the bad guy of the campaign right in front of Toby. And Brock's like, I'm going to throw a spear at Toby.
Yeah, I guess while that's going on, can Gavin go produce flames and like touch the tentacles that are wrapping up Jack?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to use produce Thank flame you. And try to burn them off of him.
Okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
The tentacles are away now. You're free. Okay, so that was your turn.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, so you two can do something. Do you want to throw a spear, Toby?
Yes.
All right, roll me an attack.
With disadvantage.
With disadvantage.
218. And does this have to hit my AC?
Yes.
Okay, my AC is actually 13, so this might work.
I can't even believe
it. Oh my gosh, he got a 17.
At disadvantage, you got a 17.
Well, a spear goes... to your shoulder.
How much damage does
And Toby
that
goes, ah!
George just peeked his mic.
What the heck? He's shocked awake. Now he knows something weird's going on, guys.
I immediately turn around. I would think, obviously.
You see Gavin burning and Jack. And then you see
Brock like Brock, fist pumping, like, yeah!
Yeah, and he just like, you nailed it.
Nailed it.
And I recognize them. I'm not in like a gloomy
state.
Yeah,
you recognize
him. Like, what the heck, Brock? This isn't real!
It is real.
Feels pretty real!
We're here to save you!
Is that what's happening?
The lion sent us! It's in your mind. It's all imaginary! He won't wake up with this, right?
This deity to me.
Huh?
How close is the deity guy standing
next to you? He's right next to you.
I try to, like, touch him.
You touch him.
Like, it feels pretty real.
And he goes, Toby, I'm not sure what's going on, but I think we should finish this deal here and now. And he puts his hand out and he goes, shake my hand. Give me control of your body.
He can't shake his hand because his arm is down because he just got impaled by a spear.
Yes, see, unfortunately,
people have two arms.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but he's going to have a spear at him and be like, okay.
Okay, I would like to do a thing.
Okay.
Now that I am freed from the tentacle monsters.
Are you also going to throw a spear at me?
Other arm. Not at Toby.
You can't take I'm your going body to if attack, we kill you.
I'm going to attack the bad guy.
What a novel idea.
Here, yeah, I know, right?
Here's the thing. Here's how I justify throwing it at Toby.
Hey, wait, stop. I'll let us do this. Go for it.
Because everything since then, we haven't been able to touch.
Okay.
And so at this point, like, I assume that this entity... You can't, like, damage. Right?
We don't know that, Jordan, because you haven't...
Well, from what we've learned thus far, that is the likely scenario.
Can I dare poke a hole in this logic? You thought that you wouldn't be able to hit the bad guy. So your alternative was, well, I guess I could probably hit Toby then.
To get his attention, John.
Like, it wouldn't just go through him, too.
Yeah, because we're there... He's there. He's trapped in his mind. I know he's there.
There's an option to not hit. You were like, can't hit bad guy. Gotta hit something. I guess I'm gonna hit Toby.
You make a very valid point.
The inaction is always an option, bro.
All right, Jack, what do you want to do?
Okay, so I'm going to use my arcane archer seeking arrow to, from downtown, longbow shot, seeking two... The dark thing talking to Toby, trying to catch it in the hand that he is offering.
Ooh, cool.
Is it arcane archer like a magic missile then?
Seeking arrow, more or less, yes. It's let's see.
For those wondering, magic missile is basically like a spell that does an auto hit.
Auto hits, yeah.
I want you to use bursting arrow.
I can also use that.
Bursting arrow, do
I think auto hitting is better.
Oh, but the bursting arrow is so cool.
I just don't want it to miss and then hit me again.
Was this deity at all surprised at a spear coming and hitting Toby?
He knows you guys are here because he sent the tentacles at you guys, remember?
Okay, but like he wasn't like, oh my gosh!
You know what, like, really would have surprised
Why would you do that?
He would have been surprised if you had hit him with the spear. He's like, you really want to be with these guys? I'll bring your family back to life.
The guys that throw the spear at you,
there's a good chance he's going to stab you again.
At least I won't throw a spear at you, all right? Like, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, the thing does get to make a... Why is my DC so low?
What is it?
It's a DC 10 dexterity save. But it'll at least get close enough to make him have to, like...
Move his hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he got a 17, but he does move his hand, but it does, like... stops it. And he goes, Toby, your friends are being kind of annoying. I don't know why you have a spear on your shoulder. Let me take care of that for you, buddy. And he removes it and heals the wound that Brock made you.
Gosh, like, oh, that feels so much better.
Is it my turn again?
No, hold on.
He can't be healed. I've got to hurt him again.
He can't be at full health. That's not how this works.
And if he could stop the other one, why didn't he stop it for you, Toby?
And
he's not a good guy.
Says the guy who hit him with a spear.
Yeah.
It was all to make a point.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I got that point. Thanks.
Let's get moving.
This is a crazy. I never thought this was. Okay.
You thought this would be emotional.
Yeah. He goes, Toby, I think your friends are trying to interrupt us. Yeah. Do you really want to be with them? I can't. Don't you want to be back with your brother? He always looked after you. He was your best friend growing up. I can reunite you guys together, but it has to be now or never. So what do you say?
Ever since coming here, this has all kind of seemed like a dream. I would need to know for sure that you can bring him back. I need to know without a doubt.
Okay, let's do this. He snaps his fingers and a memory is created of what could be. And instead of the car accident... you see that scene of the car coming in and the semi coming from the side, and your brother is able to actually speed up fast enough that the semi barely hits him. And he comes home telling you, dude, you're not going to believe what just happened. The semi almost hit us. It was crazy, and you guys laugh about it, and life just keeps going from that point on.
Ooh, Toby's like in tears watching this. guys, I think Toby's going to take the deal.
But I'll say this, Nate. Because you said that, because you're emotional, I'll let you roll a perception check with disadvantage.
Okay.
To see if this is actually something or is like...
Am I able to conjure a rock with my ring?
Oh, my gosh.
Let me do this first.
We can keep throwing things. Because
if he's
later.
Knocked out, he can't do crap. He also, can't make a deal.
No one's told Toby wrong. That he's dying on the outside. I'm like trying, someone should say something.
As they're talking, have we been progressing, getting
yes,
closer?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. That's all. All right,
I'm doing my disadvantage perception roll.
Because I think it's insane if you guys just stay there the whole time.
As weird as it would be, kind of fitting for Gavin. I'm just gonna say he's been walking.
Yeah.
Because.
I got to five.
Toby, you think this is real? You think this could truly be happening? You think that what this deity is offering you could be it?
I mean,
so, Toby,
I think I take his hand.
Can we see this too?
Yes.
Oh, we can see it too.
Unless someone says something,
poor sinner's hand.
Oh. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
That's from The Princess and the Frog.
Good movie.
Toby, as you're actually thinking about shaking this deity's hand, a vision of a tiefling woman appears right next to you. And she looks at you, not with judgment, not like we discussed what we're about to do, but she looks at you with compassion. She understands your pain. She understands why you want to do this. But her look is saying that this is the wrong choice. And she fades away. And when she fades away, you do see her dagger in your hand.
She fades into ash?
Yes, sure.
And
you do have a memory of her using the weapon. That she can only summon the weapon back to her, but when she throws it, she can summon herself to the weapon.
That's freaking cool.
And then
I unlocked a new power.
And then when the deity looks at you, goes, Toby, come on.
And Toby looks at him and he's like, I'm sorry, I can't. And then he throws the knife behind him towards Brock and then zaps over there.
Oh, okay. So you guys are all united now.
He throws it.
Wait, stabs Brock.
Run, attack! Payback time!
I'm really hoping this actually works.
Why do we need to create bosses if they get the...
No! I got a 7!
use your method.
Are you seriously using your advantage for this?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You got
I can't even work.
No, dang it.
Wait, I also have...
Can I give him my advantage?
No.
Can I just thorn whip Brock just because at this point? I'm just kidding.
Okay, then I
loose an arrow into Brock's back.
You throw a dagger at Brock's foot, and you just teleport right through it when a dagger lands.
Question. The mechanics of this weapon, is he also teleported to the velocity?
I think I'm not moving at all. That's kind of how I picture it. Like,
yeah, it's Minato's thing.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not... So, like, I throw it, and then I just, like... It's like, I'm there now. I don't, like...
Okay, so it's not like you throw it at a bad guy, and then you appear there, and you're doing, like, a super punch through
the air. Yeah, I'm not going, like, 100 miles an hour as I, like, fly through the air. I'm just there.
So, like, for this, though, because it's kind of broken, you're going to have to spend a key point to use this.
That sounds fair, because this is broken.
Okay. That's one heck of a step of the wind.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah. So it should be fun.
And as a Kensei monk, I can, like, throw the dart as a bonus action.
Yeah.
So a step of the flying Raiji.
I know.
As you guys are all, and now you're reunited once again, what do you guys do? We guys see Toby, what do you guys do?
I turn to that other guy and I go, not today, Satan.
And he goes, Toby. Really? You really gonna choose not to make this deal? You really gonna let your brother die? You can't take care of them. You can't take care of those kids. You're a failure. Your brother was a good one. He was a smart one. You know you're over your head. You know you're gonna fail this. You truly believe that you have what it takes to take over to be their father? You? Really? And he shows, like, flashbacks of times that you just messed up. Like, silly times that you wish nobody was watching. You know, like...
like an awkward montage.
Yeah.
Like, we watch it with him.
Do we see this as well?
You see everything.
Okay.
Toby's, like, power washing his car, and he's, like, stripping the paint without noticing.
Yeah,
gosh. Puts Clorox on it.
Yeah, everybody knows, like, everybody has those type of moments. It's very human. But he just shows it, and he just kind of says, Toby, you can't do this.
Toby's in tears still. I don't... think it, like, he's a mess, and he's like, I mean I would give anything to go back to undo what happened, but
I just don't think that you can do what you're saying you can do, and I need to at least get back. If that can't happen, I need to be back there.
What do the rest of you say?
Gavin puts his hand on Toby's shoulder and is like, I'll be your brother.
Oh. That's very sweet, actually.
He smells, by the way, but he'll be your brother.
Toby's still very, like distraught. Like, he's not in a good space.
Oh, Toby.
The deity goes, fine, Toby, it's going to be a little harder, but I'm going to take over your mind by myself. And he launches at you, and his hand, his right hand becomes this giant tentacle and it's about to swing at you. What do you want to do?
Well, now I'm with the whole group, so I can't teleport myself away.
You can therefore chew him.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll throw the dart at him.
Okay, roll me an attack.
There we go. I got a 19.
You hit him. Where do you want to hit him?
I stab him right in... probably, I want to say, like, the base of the arm before it becomes a tentacle. Hoping okay. to, like, disrupt it and, like,
it does. It stop. Do you want to teleport right next to him?
Yeah, I teleport next to him, and can I use a bonus action to hit him?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to use a bonus action, do an unarmed strike, and just punch this guy.
Okay.
Dope.
You with, punch, like, a fury of, like, being upset, like...
You punch him to the ground, he falls to the ground right in front of the three of you guys. What do you guys want to do?
How close are we now?
Like, he's right in front of you now.
You can hit him.
Melee range.
So he threw the dagger, like, 3 feet?
Well, he was coming at you guys, and he threw at him.
I mean, you guys are probably rushing while I'm doing this.
Do we need to do initiative?
No. Just tell me what you do. We don't have to make a boss fight of this.
Okay. I gear up my Divine Smite.
Okay. I
conjure the weapon. By the way, am I only allowed to do that so many times, like how the shield works?
It's going... So that weapon, I mean... So the mechanic that I'm going to choose for that weapon is like you can summon one weapon a day.
Okay.
So you but
it stays with me.
It stays with you.
Okay.
We're in like a mind space though. So.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not being picky.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. I just get my great sword and I'm prepping my divine smite as I'm, get away from him.
All right.
Charging him.
You hit him. The divine smite explodes him. He flies away. How about you, Gavin? Or Jack, what you guys want to do?
He's flying away now.
Well, okay, sorry. He's not flying away.
Okay.
Brock hits him, and he pushes him.
Smitten backwards.
Yeah, he's smashed below back.
Oh, cool. Do you want to go first, Jack?
I mean, I'm going to try to plant an arrow in his chest. That's not great. 15.
That hits.
Fantastic.
This guy's dexterity sucks.
11 damage.
Okay, you hit, and you shoot him in the chest. He falls to his knees. And we got Gavin. How you gonna finish this guy off?
I'm gonna jump up and I'm gonna thunder wave him.
Ooh. And as you do that, he screams and he goes, I will get you. I will get what I want, Toby. No, maybe not now, but it'll come soon. And he just fades away like the hag did. And the memories, the darkness starts to disappear. And you guys see that Toby is getting control of his own mind again. And as you guys all look around, you see all the happy memories that Toby had with your brother. You see all the good times. You see all the times he helped you. He see all the times that he was there for you.
Like taught me to drive.
Yeah. And as this is happening, you guys can feel the spell that brought you here is slowly fading away. And as that happens, all of you guys wake up next to Toby. As you guys all wake up...
moving right along.
Yeah, I know. As you guys wake up, Toby, you see Ari, and he is drawing some things on the wound that you wore.
Like sigils on me?
Yeah, and then he casts a spell, and the darkness kind of go back, but it's not gone. He's sealing away a little bit. He's making sure that it's just not going to corrupt or take over of you anymore.
Does it take the form of the sigil so it looks like a tattoo now?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So, is amputation an option here?
I'm stabbed in the chest.
Like, if this was his
which
arm,
side of the chest, Nate?
Like
here.
Like across my pectoralis muscle. I can't remove my whole
chest. Yeah, I did that on purpose because I did thought you guys were thinking of this.
Can you imagine we cut off, like, my arm because it was on my arm and he's like, nope. Still there. It's on the other arm now.
Hey, Toby.
Great, wrong
Toby.
Arm.
I just wanted to tell you that Brock peed on you.
Why do I smell so bad?
And that was him. He peed on you. But I think it saved your life.
I'm like, thanks, I guess, Brock.
I go in for a hug, but then I realize that he stinks, and so I stop.
Gavin gives him a hug. Gavin can't.
Doesn't care. Gavin.
He goes, Toby, I don't know, this is yours, and he hands you the black sword pointed to Brock.
Oh, it's black now.
And as you grab it, you realize that Pointy Brock has changed too. It's a different blade. It actually has even changed its name to Acutis Melis, which is Latin for Pointy Brock.
Yes!
John?
I'm just waiting for that. For the listener who comments and is like, well, actually.
Well, so Brock.
There's no Latin word for Brock.
Yeah, there is it. So I look up what the meaning of the word Brock means, and apparently it means badger. So the Latin is pointy badger.
That's even better, honestly.
Toby, you can sense a connection with the sword. And this is the thing. This sword allows you to kind of control the darkness that's still in you. And anytime in this campaign, you can break the seal to unleash the darkness power. But I'm not going to tell what's going to happen. You might never use it. You might use it. I don't know. But you just have this secret weapon that you can't sense.
Does it do more damage or something? Do I get stronger?
Most likely, you get stronger. It's a power up.
You could use it next session. You could never use it. I use it right now.
Well, the reason I'm saying
I'm powerful forever.
The reason I'm saying that, because I'm not going to create situations forcing your hand to use it.
Okay.
Can I do something in secret without anyone else knowing?
Are you going to pee on something again?
No.
It depends what it is, but sure.
Okay. I'm assuming that we're going to be leaving this realm soon, correct?
Well, you forgot why you came here. You came here to restore your memories to see what happened to Ash.
Yes, but we have to go to different realms to figure out that thing.
Yeah, we'll be leaving soon.
Yeah, so...
Well, this is on this realm. This is here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to... I just thought about this. I want to take a grass, like a chunk of grass from this realm, and I'm going to see what happens when you combine them all. When we go to
You don't have to do any secret. Can you just do that?
Okay, I'm doing that.
I get my blade and cut a square out.
I love how invested Brock is now in the grass.
Yeah, grass is a great NPC.
Well, as soon as you were saying that, like it was a different grass, I'm like,
we should make them all meet.
They talk to each other.
Yeah, they seem to know.
The next place has like deep voiced grass. Like, hey,
that's the human realm.
I want to Ari. Do you have any cups?
Yeah, I got all sorts of cups.
Can I have some cups?
Yeah, here you go.
Okay. And Gavin pours out a drink for everybody and is like, let's celebrate.
Yeah.
What's in the cup?
It's a celebration juice.
Can't see that one.
You can if you can tell us who sang it.
That's how it works.
That is. You give credit to people, credit people for their work. You can do that.
Okay. Anyway. So we celebrate, they dance like the Ewok stuff in the end of Star Wars.
Did everybody drink it?
No.
I think
Ari drinks it.
Toby's not going to drink it.
I drink it.
You drink it?
Jack does the thing where he looks like he's going to take a sip and then just chucks it behind
him. Roman Dexter, semi throw.
I think that's a performance.
Yeah, performance. Remember for 7. Okay. See how well
you're going to be like, what's his face on Emperor's New Groove?
Can I argue for sleight of hand?
Bonk. Nope.
Dang it. Nat 1.
you go for it, and then you aim so pretty, it goes right into your mouth, and you end up drinking it.
So the only person who didn't drink it was Toby.
Yeah. So what happens?
Fun news. It's a rando potion.
See, that's what I was afraid of.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, the three of us.
Now I kind of sad that
you gain 1d10 hit points for the round. For the next round.
Who did?
So combat. All of us probably have a temporary 1d.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so you got it from the same potion, so all of us don't have different
ones. Everybody had the same potion.
Oh, cool. That was a good one. After you guys celebrate and have a good time.
You all get 6 hit points.
Oh, awesome.
Not you, because you're a Philistine.
As you guys celebrate and have an awesome time, you guys already look and goes, hey, you guys ready to get your memories back?
Yeah, please.
100%.
Can I
all of them?
Can I go bathe?
Well,
do you have a bathroom?
Yes, yes,
absolutely. A shower?
Yes, we do.
A freak, maybe. Okay, I'm gonna go.
All those things.
I'm gonna go do that real quick, and then let's do that.
All right. We do a clock wipe, and Tommy is all showered.
A clock wipe, like a
yeah, like in the video.
15 minutes, I'm back, and I smell like dandelions or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, they have great soap here.
15 minutes later.
Yeah.
And as he goes, okay, so this is how the spell is gonna work. I'm not sure what happened. You guys lost your memory, but I'm gonna have to dig deep to get it back.
Well, hold on. Are you gonna go back into my head? Because I didn't.
Well,
not really
it's not
enjoy
gonna
that.
Be me.
We
it's,
already saw everything, man.
That would have everything. Everything.
Everything. I think.
Every day. I saw every day.
You have no secrets anymore, man.
He goes, well, no, this one's a bit different spell, Toby. It's going to be most likely you're going to rewatch your lost memories. It's okay. Going to feel like you're reliving it in a sense. And you won't be able to interact with it, but you'll be able to just see what happened. It's going to feel like the pure time. So it sounds like you guys have lost a week there. So it's going to feel like a week. But for us here, it's going to be only like a few minutes. So it's going to be a little shocking, but I think you guys should be fine. I'm sure nothing crazy happened. So I think it'd be kind of boring.
Mm.
Okay, you guys ready?
So are we going into each of our minds?
It's like a collective
Let's
digit.
Go.
Yeah.
Collective memory.
Okay.
You guys ready?
And
okay. He puts you guys in really comfy chairs. He puts some sigils on your foreheads, and he's having a hard time. He goes, holy cow, whoever did this is very good at erasing memories. But, and he tries, and he's a little better than that person, and you guys fall asleep. And you guys wake up, and it's just a Tuesday for you guys.
We're back on Earth?
You're back on Earth from your old point of view.
Gavin's naked.
Are we together?
In the garden center.
No, you guys are doing...
No, Sanjay won't let me do that anymore.
You guys are doing whatever you guys were doing on Tuesday. It's just like from each one of your point of views. No, so you guys wake up. So the way we're going to do this for the next couple episodes is you guys going to roleplay what happened before the start of the campaign. Because you guys don't know what happened. We didn't discuss anything ever. So this is going to be as fresh as a take. We will go through directly what you guys were doing next episode. But wherever you are, whatever you were doing, you see these big message alerts start beeping on your phones, start beeping on the computers, start beeping on the TVs. Every single form of communication starts doing the Amber Alert beeping. And it shows a screen saying, this is a message from the White House. And then it shows you the presidential office, the Oval Office. But you don't see the president. But all you do hear is gunshots. And people screaming, get out, get him. Come on, we gotta stop him. And you see people screaming in the background, what's going on? And then you just hear this disgusting tentacle sound of hitting stuff everywhere. And then silence. And then a person walks in right in front of it. And this person on his left side of his face is completely corrupted darkman. And he has this disgusting corruption. He goes, hi everyone. My name is Steve. And I'm gonna be taking over Earth. Because they robbed us. We are the greatest piece of all, and I'm going to bring humanity to the next level of evolution. But first, I need your help. I need to find these four men and kill them. And as he showed the pictures of the four of you, whoever finds them will have a place in my kingdom.
For listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Roleplay Rookies. We're this
time. Oh my gosh.
How long is this? Been? and kill the monster.
Wait, Josh? Josh already did the intro.
All right, I think that's good. Let's call that a wrap.